On Robinhood Radio, joining me today is Audrey Cole, the Program Coordinator for the Senior Medicare Patrol Department of the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. A lot is happening in my program this spring. The Senior Medicare Patrol Program, it's a federal program, so my office operates out of the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, but the federal government within the Department of Health and Human Services sends a chunk of money to the state of Connecticut, and they divvy it up amongst the five area agencies on aging in Connecticut. Now, at Western, we cover 41 towns in the state. So we go from Salisbury all the way over to Barkhamsted, down to Cheshire, and down to Ridgefield and Reading. So that's a very large territory. Senior Medicare Patrol is a very important program within the federal government where we assist people in all things related to Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. So I go around and I talk to towns, I talk to senior centers, libraries, sometimes events, you know, like the Knights of Columbus or any organizations, and explain to them why my program is so important and that they interact with us and understand what we do. So in Medicare, what is Medicare fraud? That's a question that everyone asks me. It's knowingly and intentionally submitting false claims or making misrepresentations of fact in order to obtain the federal health care payments for which there's no entitlement or otherwise anyone would get any kind of federal payment.
Let me ask you, who would be submitting this type of request, if you will?
Well, first of all, what happens is, you mean the people reporting it or commit the fraud?
Committing the fraud, yeah. Who are we looking at?
That could be anybody. There are providers. You know, recently last summer, there were COVID-19 fraud test kit frauds. And there were companies, they could be not so much the companies that make the testing kits, but there were people who set up themselves as companies and said they were selling the testing kits, and Medicare was billed hundreds of millions of dollars for test kits that nobody ordered. You know, the government was offering them for free.
Yeah.
But it was showing up in people's Medicare summary notices. You know that document that nobody ever reads every month that they get?
Of course.
That says, this is what Medicare is paying on your behalf. And people were seeing these testing kits and billing Medicare $200 a hit. And they said, well, I never got it, never received it. So it could be durable medical equipment companies are doing this. They've arrested every now and then in the news. They arrest doctors and laboratories for falsely billing Medicare. It's all types of services. Just so you know, recently I got a call from a Lakeville resident who was very upset. They got a phone call from someone claiming to be from the state of Connecticut, and they needed the family member's Medicare number.
Oh.
And the person said, I'm not giving this to you. So she reported the number. She called me because this is the program I do. I report all these types of fraud down to Washington, and then they do an investigation. If it's a one-off, they decide that. But if they can see a pattern throughout the country with a particular address, that's telling us that something serious is going wrong. Now, I don't really know what's happening until the FBI actually does a raid. And then it could be 6 months or a year later, they will do a press release explaining everything they had done from the people who had reported these cases. So how do we find out about these cases? Well, as I was telling you earlier, and you're advertising right now for volunteers for our program, the volunteers for the Senior Medicare Patrol, they go under a rigorous training and confidentiality background check in order to handle the one-on-one cases that we have. There are other people who just distribute information. But what they do is we gather about what's happening in our communities and we report it to a computer system, and they look at it and they see, well, how often has this been happening? For example, just last week in the New York Times and the Washington Post, there was a major article where they arrested providers who were selling urinary catheters. They billed Medicare more than $2 billion for that.
Wow.
And people were seeing, there was a case in Connecticut where a woman's Medicare summary notice showed that she had been billed $12,000 for a huge box of catheters, which, number one, she never received and she never ordered. So these types of frauds can occur by anyone. I tell people, if someone calls you and tries to get your Medicare number, Medicare will never, ever call you and ask for that. First of all, if they're calling you, you already have that. And once they get their Medicare number, they can do all kinds of things with it. They can bill your card inappropriately, so they're stealing from Medicare. They have the chutzpah to send people co-payment bills for the fraud they just committed. And a lot of seniors, you know, they get a bill, they're much more concerned about their credit rating than they are.
You're right.
You know, so they just pay their bill. And I said, you don't have to pay a fraudster. They sell the number on the dark web, so other people can use that number. So on this catheter billing that was just announced last week, all these arrests they did, if you see a bill like that, you know absolutely that your Medicare number has been compromised. So we can't get you a new Medicare card, but you can. And we encourage people to immediately call Medicare and request a new card if they believe their number's been compromised. And second, to report it to my program, Senior Medicare Patrol, because it's really like the reporting program.
Yeah.
So I go out in the community, I talk to people, I educate people how to protect, detect, and report all the types of current Medicare fraud that's going on. And second, we do this, as I was saying earlier, by having a wonderful group of volunteers who assist us. As I said, being the eyes and ears of the community on the ground. So if there's anybody interested in being a volunteer, it is a time commitment, and you have to do some rigorous training. So, but if you're interested and you'd like to learn more than you could ever believe about Medicare, please call our number at 1-800-994-9422, or our direct number here is 203-757-5449. And I'm at extension 127. So I've learned so much, and this is an interesting program because you never stop learning, both about Medicare and about all the really new innovative frauds that are occurring out there. As I was saying earlier, one of the most imposter scams, that's when people represent some type of federal agency, either Medicare, the IRS, and Social Security. You will never get cold calls from these people. And they're very smart. A lot of times, a lot of these calls happen when there are holidays, like a three-day holiday, Memorial Day weekend, because if you do something inappropriate, like giving out your number or whatever, it's hard to either call your bank or call us because it's a three-day holiday. And criminals know this. So that's one of the times when there's a three-day weekend, the day before, you have to be especially alert. Never, ever give any information out unless you were proactive. You made the phone call to whomever you were calling. If someone calls you and starts asking for your personal information, we just tell people hang up.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard, we've even had calls at our house for various things like this, where they become threatening in their tone. And there are people who that eats into them, and they feel that urgency to make something happen so that their card or their system that they're using doesn't get taken away from them. They're good at making you feel threatened.
Right. And I do tell people, if someone is speaking to you and making you fearful,
right,
you know, that's a heads up. If you don't do this immediately, something bad is going to happen to you. That is a huge red flag. And I tell you, it doesn't matter how much smarts you have. This has nothing to do with whether you're an intelligent person or not. There are many really sophisticated people who have fallen for unbelievable scams.
Oh, yeah.
We had someone who was pretending to be a federal marshal, and they absolutely convinced the person. They had a website set up. They're very sophisticated.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, too. You know, there are so many that set up these websites that look like the real deal.
Correct.
You know, and again, like you said, if somebody is approaching you on this and they don't know your particulars, then go away. Don't let them go any further.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, and it's ballooned. Some people are shocked how pervasive this has become. So it's just very important that you understand the basics. There are plenty of people out there to help you on this. And as I said, if you suspect it's just not you as a beneficiary of Medicare, but if you're a family member or you're a caregiver and you assist people and you think something suspicious has occurred or happened, please give us a call. Our office is located in Waterbury, but as I said, we travel to all 41 towns, and you can call us anytime.
Now, do you go around and give seminars on this at all, or it's...
Well, I don't call them seminars. I call them, like presentations.
Okay.
For example, I don't know, everybody gets those Ed Advance booklets. Amanda, who is a colleague of mine, we teach an Ed Advance class on Medicare and my program, Senior Medicare Patrol. So it's kind of a combination about Medicare and Senior Medicare Patrol. And in March, it's in the booklet, I think it's March 20th, we're doing a Zoom online presentation. And then in April, in mid-April, it's a Wednesday evening, we're also doing at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School from 6 to 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night. That's going to be in person because there are a lot of people who still don't like to do the online, and we want to make sure we reach as many people as possible.
And now, having brought up the online, is there a way that you can report potential fraud online as opposed to calling somebody?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we encourage everybody. I know people say it doesn't really work and they're on the do not call list, but still put your name down on that. And you can call, there's a do not call list. It's through the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. But we tell everybody, please report any type of fraud aside from our program, because we want to know all things Medicare related fraud. But the Federal Trade Commission has an 800 number. It's 1-877-382-4357. And all types of fraud should be reported to that number. You know, they also have a website. I don't know offhand, but it's pretty easy to find. You have to also be very careful when you do go online. Make sure you don't dial the wrong number. Make sure you have the correct number you're calling, because last year we discovered that there's a fraudulent person with one digit off from Medicare.
Oh.
It doesn't end.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I guess not. That's unbelievable.
I know.
So the lessons right here is you make sure you look at your statements from Medicare and question everything on that bill.
Right. And there's two types. You know, a lot of people don't understand. There's original traditional Medicare. That means you get a Medicare summary notice. Mm-hmm. And then many people, if you have a separate drug plan, if you're on original Medicare, and also if you opt out of Medicare and you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, you get EOBs. Those are called explanation of benefits, and there could be fraud in there. So just make sure that you read those over and you make sure that those match up with the actual appointments and services you receive from all your health care providers. That's the most important thing. Read those statements. They're very important. I once had someone, and I went through the statements with them, and there were some checks in there. They made overpayments, and they've been reimbursed, and no one had even bothered to open those up. But that's the first thing. Those documents are the first thing I need to look at to see if a suspected fraud has actually occurred. Many times, and we also handle billing errors, many times it's an error. It's very difficult to prove fraud sometimes unless it's absolutely clear, but sometimes it could just be an error. And we have worked on cases when we finally went through it all, it turned out to be an error and we got it fixed too. So we do both things. We deal with fraud and we also deal with billing errors.
All right. Well, this has been quite an education this morning. One last time, you're looking for volunteers. So
Correct. Give
us again the contacts for that so people who wish to volunteer can get in touch.
Yes, and we have all kinds of volunteers. Some people just distribute information. Some want to be counselors, do one-on-one. Some want to give presentations. Some want to just come in and help me put together info packets and stuff. If you have any interest in learning more about Medicare and what to do to prevent fraud, errors, or abuse, call 203-757-5449. And I'm at extension 127, or ask for Audrey.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Audrey, and good luck with the recruiting. I hope everybody turns out and helps out to put away some of this fraud that's going on. I've learned a lot this morning that I never would have thought of.
Well, we can't do it without the help of the public and our volunteers. So thank you very much for this opportunity.